Good evening, one and all. Hey, Sunday, and this is me, Barry, with another book and a chat. We've had a pretty good weekend, in fact, here in Connecticut, where I am. It's actually been a little bit cooler, not so muggy, nice bit of breeze and everything, just the sort of, how I like it, like 70, blue sky, bit of a breeze, lovely. Anyway, but I am here, and so's my guest. Now, we have lots of times on the show, and we well over 1,000, must be well over 1,100 shows by now. People have this talent of one sort or another when they're younger. A lot of people sort of put that talent away, wait until perhaps they even retire before bringing it out again. Other people, it's there, niggling them at the back of their mind that they want to do something, that they got this talent and they've got to use it somehow. And my guest, she is such a lady. But I better introduce her first, haven't I? Because on the show today, I have the one and only Nakisha Wilson. Hi, Nakisha. How you doing?
Hi, Barry. I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I am good. I am good. It's been an interesting weekend. It's gone way too quickly, and I can't believe I've got a few hours and I've got to get back up to go to work again.
Yes, I agree.
I know. It's one of those weekends that it wasn't anything planned, but you know, we ended up doing stuff. I went to the cinema for only the second time in 17 years in America. I went to the cinema.
Oh, wow.
So, saw the film Dunkirk, which I was really looking forward to see how the film, you know, it's something that's obviously a British thing and very dear to the history of Britain. And I was interested to see how they did the film, and it was very good. And then
Absolutely. Then
we went and saw a local baseball team, which was interesting again, especially as it all went down to sort of the last out of the innings, and the Bristol team came back from 4-2 down and won. It's one of those, you know, you can't believe it till you watch this sort of thing.
Right.
But apart from that, and the normal washing and housework and, you know, everything else, you know, yes, it's been a good weekend.
Right.
But it's even better because you are here with me.
Thank you.
as I said at the start, I mean, you are one of these wonderful people that almost as soon as you could hold a crayon, you were sort of writing little stories. The bug was there.
Absolutely, Barry. I can remember in elementary school, that's what we call it here, I would enter contests and talent shows, and my talent was writing. So I embraced that talent very early in life, doing a lot of journaling, just writing my thoughts down, things like that. It's always been something that's interested me.
It's interesting because a lot of people, yeah, they come up and say, oh, I want to write a book on it. How can I start? Well, journaling, tweeting even, you know.
Absolutely.
Or even have your own web page or Facebook or anything like that. You're communicating. You're practicing those skills.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, you are. We do it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And some people like it more than others. And I so happen to love writing. It's just how I express my feelings. It's how I express my thoughts and things like that. So it's something that I've always had a passion for and something that I've always loved.
And indeed, as you said, you've even won a trophy in your talent show.
Absolutely. I didn't actually know what I was doing, but I just knew it was a good story, and I wanted to enter it, and they liked it. So
there you go. Now, the thing is, that winning story has not been published yet.
It has not. It's a story that I think I just wrote on a whim, like I used to do back then. And it's something that's in the archives, and future, you know, publications, things like that, it may come out.
There you go. That's the thing. Never throw anything away, because
one
of these days, even if you take bits out of it, it might well be there for you for your next bestseller. That's the thing.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But, you know, as I said, and as often happens, life gets in the way, jobs and stuff.
Yes.
And you actually got a career as a nurse.
Yes, now I currently work as a nurse, and it's something that I love. My passion is to help people, so I love helping people. And I think that was the more logical route for life, to become a nurse. You know, you think hands-on, helping people. But in the back of my mind, I still like to tell stories. I still like to use my imagination. And so being a nurse, I thought, no better way than my free time, start back writing, start back doing what I love to do, to heal people in that way, and that's through stories.
That's so true. And a number of times we have people on the show who've written a book about abuse or sexual abuse or illness or stuff like that. They find the majority find that if they put it in a story, put it in a fiction based on their own experience, not only is it good for healing themselves in getting it down like that, but also the people reading it put themselves, if they've got something like it or been through something like it, they put themselves in the position of the character, and being fictional, that works better. They can understand that this person writing knows what they've been through, and it works a lot better like that.
Absolutely. And the thing about writing, especially fiction, you can read a story and you can identify with several different characters. So if you're writing the story, you may be writing it from the main character's perspective. But if you're a reader, you can identify with any of the characters. And that's what's so wonderful about reading and writing and things like that.
It's funny. People say to me now, my YA book. Is there any of you in this? You know, in this book, is this character you? Of course, there's stuff of me. I wrote it. What do you think?
And a lot of times, if it's not you, it's definitely somebody that you do very closely. Absolutely.
You've got to have something that's going to fill in the parts that the characters don't tell you. I mean, I'm a great believer.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows all this, that the characters lead you on and tell you the story and all that stuff. But you have to fill in the bits that they don't tell you from your own experience.
Absolutely.
And I think that's right. I think that's as you were saying. I mean, that's there, and you use your experience or your knowledge or your somebody you've met or something like that in life and go through that. And obviously within your own career, you must meet a heck of a lot of really interesting people.
Definitely. And through meeting people through nursing, I noticed that you can only touch so many people. You can only come in contact with so many people, even though it's a lot. It's nothing like touching people through reading, because that transcends race, culture, background, even borders. Like if you're here, I'm there. It, you know, words just travel. They can travel around the world, and you can touch so many people that way.
And that's why I love this show. I mean, when I started these shows 5 years ago, something like that, it was because I was trying to advertise my own book, and some of the shows
I've been on,
the guests, the hosts weren't exactly brilliant, and I ended up taking over the show, sort of thing. And I thought, I enjoy a good chat, I can do this, you know. And
absolutely.
Well, the trouble is, see, I started doing that, and I don't write anymore. But
that's a great transition for you. That's wonderful.
It. I mean, we've done over 1,000 shows, over 1,100 shows now, I think. And you know, as you say, not only does this communication go around the world by the internet and everything, but I have guests from all over the world. I mean, I sat down and worked it out. I think I've had something like 33 different countries on the show. You know, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
amazing. Yes, it is.
It is. I mean, and I love it, you know, that you're communicating like this, and everybody is an author, whether it be from, you know, I had somebody from Nigeria or from Korea or from Australia, you know, everybody's on the same part of communicating, be it whether it's humorous, whether it's, you know, thriller, whether it's a true to life sort of thing. But that's what they're there for. Now, when you came to writing this debut book, what led you down the path of this one?
Well, I will tell you, it's a really funny story. The concept for this book, I woke up one morning just sitting on the edge of my bed, and it's almost like the story just downloaded into my brain,
right,
for a lack of a better way to describe it.
We can understand that. We talk about it lots.
Absolutely. And so I was sitting there just on the side of my bed, and it was as if the book, the storyline was just playing in my head as if I was watching a movie. And I was so intrigued by the story that I was just watching it in my brain. It's like almost like an epiphany. And what I did is I grabbed my pen and I grabbed my pad, which I keep near my bed,
right,
and I just started writing it down. And I just thought it was such a beautiful story. I wrote the story down. I mean, I just kind of wrote it in bullet points at that time. It wasn't a constructed story then, but it was such a beautiful theme. Glow's greatest desire in this story was to find her way back home through a heavy rainstorm. And so I just started jotting it down, taking notes there. Of course, you know, if any writer knows, sometimes we get those type of stories. So it just came in a flash of, you know, just a flash of an eye. And I just wrote it down then.
And that's what you have to do. So many people will tell you, authors will tell you, they all sort of, you know, they get this flash of inspiration, like a character mm-hmm. wants to tell them. And like you, they sort of keep pad and pencil by the side of the bed, or they're driving yes. or something like that. You know? And you've got to go. I mean, it's like this whole business people say about writer's block. I'm sorry, I don't think it's writer's block. I think it's the characters don't want to talk to you that day because you've
exactly.
upset them or something. It's not the writer, it's the characters. But if
the
character. It is. But if they do talk to you, like you said, like this story was playing, they're trying to tell you, you've got to go. You, even if you bullet point it down, you've got to get it there and try and get this story while they're telling it. See
exactly, absolutely. And the experience, I thought it was just a lovely experience. I thought the story, like I said, as I was watching the story, I thought it was very enchanting, very interesting, and I had to write it down. I didn't want to lose the concept, so I had to hurry up and jot the story down.
Right. I mean, the book, The Adventures of Glow, it's about a special glowing caterpillar. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And the thing is, it's not just, you know, the normal, this is the caterpillar going into the butterfly. It's got a moral. It's like self-discovery and understanding, respecting yourself and stuff like that. So when you set out, did you set out to sort of make it a moral, you know, like an education thing as well as being the story?
Yes, absolutely. I think that was the beauty for me in the story, because it had such a meaning to it, but it was such a beautiful theme, the theme of the story. It's a special glowing caterpillar. She goes through many phases of life before realizing her true purpose. So it doesn't go from just caterpillar to a butterfly, but it talks about her journey in becoming a butterfly with all of the different insects that she meets along the way. Glow tries to identify with the different bugs because she's not really sure of who she is because she's lost.
Right.
And so I think a lot of children, even adults, can relate to this story. It's about discovering your inner brilliance, learning who you are, embracing differences, and the things that make each person unique.
Right. And that's a big, you know, an important part to educating not just children as well, to be quite honest, these
absolutely,
days.
Absolutely, yes.
People have got to realise they're them, they're themselves. They're not an image of somebody else, you know. They're not, this is what my mother used to be like, this is what my father used to be, you know, sort of thing. And we get that in abuse a lot of times, you know. We get people come on and, my mother was abused, so I thought it was the norm. It's not. You've got to be yourself and everything. And it comes out a lot of times with people who write. I remember in one of the local writers' groups, there was this lady who'd written a lovely book, very nice book, really nice. And she went to a seminar, and the guest speaker stood up and said, you know, when you write this, you've got to write it in this tense and you've got to do this and do this. And she said, oh dear, I've done my book wrong. And she went home and she rewrote the book again, you know, edited it and everything. And then she went to another seminar and somebody said something slightly different. She went home and they said, in the end, there was not much of her left in the book.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's one thing about writing. You definitely want to, I say, stay true to who you are. What it is that you can embrace and bring to life, because there are many perspectives. And if we do things, you know, strictly by the book, you know, we may miss a group of people that can understand what you're trying to convey to the audience. So that's why I think it's very important to be true to who you are.
And that's one of the main themes in The Adventures of Glow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
When you wrote it, a lot of people, you know, they think, okay, I've written a book, and the book comes, and there it is, the book's in your hand, and that's it, I've done the work, I've done it. I always say that's when the hard work starts, once it's published.
Absolutely.
Did
that
surprise
yes.
you?
Yes. because I, at first I did think the hardest part was writing it, getting the pictures. And thanks to my illustrator, Kimberly Williams, she did an excellent job. But I thought that was maybe the hard part, but it was actually after it's published, it's in your hand, it's a beautiful book, you love the story, and then it's almost like, now what, you know? That's right. One thing that I found. But the thing about this story, my vision for it, I see it as a movie. So right. I think I have, I have a lot of work to do.
when you got with the illustrator, did you sort of describe what you had in your mind of the characters? And when they came back to you, was it, close to what you were thinking?
Absolutely. Now, and that was the most interesting and fun part of it also, collaborating with the illustrator. We did maybe two takes. I described to her, what I thought the character should look like. Mm-hmm. And I think she may have sent back maybe two different illustrations, and they were very close. And I just had to make minor adjustments, but working with her was a pleasure. It was almost like she could envision exactly what I was envisioning, and she brought the characters to life, and it was perfect. I mean, I couldn't have done a better job.
Right. And the cover, I guess, was with the illustrator as well?
Yes. Yes,
that's a beautiful cover. That just the head on the hand sort of look,
Yeah. Thank you. And like I said, she did. It was like we were sharing our brains at that time I could tell her what I wanted to see or whatever, and she would put it on paper and just send it back to me. And I was like, I love this. So it was really interesting and exciting working with her.
And I think that's great if you can find somebody who can understand your thought, your concept, if you like, you're trying to get hold of. And one's creating a picture with words and the other one's painting the words with the picture, so
yes,
I think it's great
absolutely.
If the two could work like that.
Yes, what, it was a beautiful marriage.
Right, what sort of response have you had to the book?
The children love it and adults love it. I'm getting more feedback from adults loving the book because they can relate to it. But the children are loving it. I think they love the colors.
Right.
It takes you on an imaginative journey, and it's for the children and the adults and everybody. They're just really loving the book. And they're asking me, is there going to be a sequel to it? Is there going to be a part two? And I am going to do at least a part two to the book.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask.
Yes, okay.
So you're planning at least a second one. Is that going to be about Glow again, or are you going to have another coat? Right.
Yeah, it's going to spin off on Glow because the book kind of tells you how she, embraces herself, but it doesn't tell you her next step. And so I'd like to take her to her next step.
What about some of the other characters she meets in The Adventures of Glow?
Yes, her best friend, Poncho. He'll be in the next book also because he's her best friend that she met along her journey. So, yes, absolutely, he will be in the next book also. And I see that a lot of people are identifying with her best friend, Poncho.
Right.
He's a lightning bug. Yeah. And so a lot of people are identifying with him.
Do you think he's going to have his own book in time?
Yes. That's a wonderful idea. I like that too. But I think I would love to take this as a sequel, and I'd like to maybe follow them through their process because they found each other, and I think at a perfect time. So I definitely like to take Glow as far as she can go and do Poncho as well.
Good. I mean, I think that's it. You can bring the characters in and then, they have their own books and stuff like that. You get the series. That's how they keep going, etc.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's interesting what you said about adults liking the book. I know with mine, I had more reviews. I got like 100 and something reviews, but I had more reviews from people over 40 than I did for the sort of YA market. It's great with your book because, of course, I can see the sort of adults sitting there with the kids on their lap reading the story. And if the adults adults are enjoying the story, they read it in such a way that the kids are going to enjoy the story.
Exactly. If you can put a little animation in your voice and just bring it to life, yes, the children love it and they light up, especially looking at the pictures. with this story. I just love to see their little brains ticking, you know, and they're just trying to like, wow, what's going to be next? And it's just amazing to watch the expressions on the children's faces when I read this story.
Oh, I think so. I can imagine it, you know, going to the, I remember having to go to the school, you know, bring your parents to school thing, and they had to read stuff from the book and stuff like that. And yeah, I made it into something that the kids could do. But your book, I mean, I can see them all sitting there with their little eyes, and you show them the picture of Glow, and I could just imagine.
Absolutely,
it.
Yes, they love it, and it brings me such enjoyment just to see them enjoy the book themselves.
And that's the important thing. I mean, if you just get one person who tells you they like it, or one email, or one, you know, review or what have you, that somebody's enjoyed it, somebody understood what you were trying to say to them and appreciated it. It's that makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the thing about a writer. Anytime that you're an author or any type of writer, I think that you're definitely trying to connect. And some people connect through, you know, their hands, through speaking, and some people connect through words. And I think with words that you can connect with people on a deeper level.
Indeed. Now, you've got Adventures of Glow out. You know, we talked about follow-up and other stuff. And obviously, mainly a children's book, though a lot of adults are enjoying it as well. Have you thought about writing another genre? If you've got something, you know, at the back of your mind saying, I think you should write a romance or a detective thing or something like that.
Well, you know what? I've thought about a lot of different booklets. I think it would lean more towards self-help, but I'm a writer, so who knows where this adventure may take me, you know? Mm. Children's book, I think that was my first assignment. But as far as any other genre, I would love to jump into maybe, because I'm a nurse, so self-help.
Right.
Holistic treatments, things like that, talking about dieting and how that can affect your health. So avenues like that interest me as well.
Yeah, we get a lot of that sort of thing on the show, funnily enough. It's a popular market, you know, 7 ways to do this and 6 ways to make you feel better this and, you know.
Eating
for you and all that sort of stuff, yeah. But again, I think you could bring that to a children's level, because there isn't stuff like that for children.
I love that. Absolutely.
Which there needs to be, you know. You're allowed to have some French fries, but
exactly. Do it in moderation.
Yeah, exactly. But I think if you could do, even if you could take a character, I don't know, what could we have? Overweight hedgehog, right? For instance.
Oh,
right?
I love it.
Right? Could you do that? And, you know, it loves eating worms or what have you, you know, but they make it.
Yeah.
Or he likes, he goes and eats the cat food at the house, or, you know, like hedgehogs do.
Exactly.
You know? So
yeah,
you could do
and we
that.
Can take him on a journey.
Take him on a journey. And on the journey, he understands that he's got to eat some of the right food and not just live on cat food, because it will end up making him, you know, he runs out of breath just walking along the path, sort of thing. So there you go. We've written a book for
absolutely. I like that. You'll be the co-author. I love it.
Right. Get the illustrator. We've got a book coming.
Yes. I love that.
Okay. Well, I've loved having you on the show. It's been great chatting to you. But time is going already. So what we will do is ask you, Nakisha, hand the show over to you so you can tell everybody where they can find more about you and, of course, about your book.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and I appreciate being a guest on your show. You can find The Adventures of Glow at barnesandnobles.com, amazon.com, Google Books, and also Balboa.
Okay, right. And you've got a website?
My website is nakishawilson.com, and that's spelled N-A-K-I-S-H-A. Wilson, WILSON.com.
That's great.
And emails, yeah, absolutely. Emails are at NakishaWilson00@gmail.com if anybody wants to reach out and connect with me.
Well, Nakisha, it's been fantastic having you on the show. good luck with the book. And perhaps
Thank you so much.
If you write another one, you'll come back and chat to us again.
Absolutely. Yes, I will. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you. There you go. My guest today, Nikisha Wilson, talking about a great book, The Adventures of Glow. It's a charming story, as it says here on Amazon, because I think that's great. The charming story takes you on an imaginative journey of self-discovery and inner brilliance for this butterfly. And as it's a glowworm type thing, inner brilliance is a good way of saying it. I like that. But yeah, look at it, because it's a, as she said, it's not just children. Adults are enjoying it as well. A great book, make a great gift for adults and children alike, I think. And more to come on that. And as she said, you can find her on NakishaWilson.com. NakishaWilson, NakishaWilson.com. It's got a bit about her and some reviews and samples and stuff like that there. That's great, isn't it? I love these sort of things like that. Anyway, I will be back on Tuesday when an old friend of the program, Alan Topple, is coming to talk to us about his new book. I want to catch up with him. We had a rerun of his shows last week, I think, or a week before last, and it said about one of his books they were looking into doing a film and stuff like that. I want to catch up with him, see where we are with that, and also talk about his new book. So that will be on Tuesday. But until then, as always, we have one thing left to say. Don't forget.